North Salt Lake City leaders want ideas on how to fund a $2 million landslide remediation plan. They're expecting to hear public comment tonight during a city council meeting over that plan, a full 9 months after a slide wiped out a home on Parkway Drive.
The outcome bears special significance for Paul and Jeanette Evans. In 2008, they built a home right above the slide area on Parkway Circle.
So this was really kind of our family spot. The home is very personal to us. We built it ourselves. We're the general contractor, and even each of our children played a huge part in it, even our married children. And so it's very personal even to them, even though they haven't officially lived here. They were both married or getting in the process of getting married when we moved in here. We would like to stay here. I think right now we feel like we're forced to stay here.
The slide took out part of their property, destroying their fence and leaving a breathtaking precipice for a backyard. The Evanses say engineers have assured them the house is safe, but Paul says his kids still live in fear of more movement.
I don't expect them to feel safe today. There's no way they can. And so what I've been pushing for is to get the hillside stabilized, get the rock wall behind our property, get the fence back up so that we can feel safe. Can my family get past what's happened and feel safe in their own home? You know, the first period of time back in the home was there wasn't much sleep going on. A lot of anxiety and fear. Some of that has subsided, but it still continues. It's not like there was a single event that we're trying to get past. We can't get past it until we get the hillside remediated and get our yard and our property stabilized.
But the question is, who should have to pay for that work? And neither the city nor the developer has accepted responsibility for the landslide. The city paid $300,000 for a geotechnical study and has offered to put up 10% of the remediation costs.
But almost any move related to the landslide has brought up the specter of legal action. One property owner at the base of the slide, the Eagle Ridge Tennis and Swim Club, has already filed a lawsuit against both the city and developer in connection with the disaster.